For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I'm Bruce Merkin, and I am Director of Communications at the Marijuana Policy Project.
Bruce, tell us what these recent elections mean to the Marijuana Policy Project.
Well, altogether, the November election was a pretty good day for marijuana policy reform. We didn't win everything, but we had a number of really significant historical milestones. In Montana, the medical marijuana initiative was passed overwhelmingly with 62% of the vote. Just to put that in perspective, medical marijuana outpolled George W. Bush in Montana by 3 points. And in fact, except for the second vote on Nevada's medical marijuana initiative, that's an all-time record for the best percentage that a statewide medical marijuana initiative has gotten. So that was a big and important victory. And even where we didn't always win, there were some important milestones. For example, in Alaska, voters didn't approve Measure 2, which would have completely ended marijuana prohibition in Alaska. But nevertheless, it got an all-time record vote percentage for a measure to completely abolish prohibition, 43%. And what's interesting is that that happened despite a week of just horrible news in Alaska around a story in which a teenage boy killed his stepmother as a result of a fight they had over his marijuana use. And that was all over the press in Alaska, creating sensational, scary headlines. And yet, despite that, we had a record-setting vote to end marijuana prohibition. There was a whole lot of shenanigans by government officials in Alaska who were completely hostile to an attempt to end prohibition, both having to do with the actual ballot language describing the initiative. And then it turned out that the Lieutenant Governor's office had actually ghost-written the anti-Measure 2 ballot argument. They're supposed to be neutral, theoretically, but they certainly weren't in this case. So there was a lot of stuff against us, so the fact that we did as well as we did is really a very big moral victory. And I know actual victory is more fun, but some of this stuff is trench warfare, and we have to accept that it's one step at a time. And you put this in the context of the amazing success in local ballot measures around the country. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, medical marijuana was approved by a vote of 3-1.
This week on Cultural Baggage, our guest, Ethan Nadelman of the Drug Policy Alliance. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.